A Kohen is allowed to become Tame only for his seven Krovim. That's his father or his mother, his spouse, his son or his daughter, his brother or his unmarried sister. But what's interesting is when you look at the Psukim, in contrast to the Nazir who decides that he's going to make a neder, a swear that he's going to refrain from wine, can't become Tame, he's not allowed to become Tame for his family. Which is an interesting question. Why is it that the Kohen can become Tame for his family, whereas the Nazir cannot? In addition, if you look at the Pasuk where it talks about his ability to become Tame, it says, Kim l'sheiro karov elav, for his family that he's close with, le'imo u'le'aviv. It says first his mother, then his father. Why is that the case? By the Kohen Gadol, it says the opposite. What is it that allows him to become Tame there as opposed to the other way around? So to answer that, first let's take a look at the second question. So a Kohen Gadol typically is a inherited position. And as such, the likelihood of him becoming Tame for his father during his service becomes a whole lot smaller. In all likelihood, he's becoming Tame for his mother. In fact, that's why the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara tells us that the Kohen Gadol's mother would be the one davening and giving presents to all the people in the Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge, to ensure that they wouldn't daven for the child's death. Why do we not hear about the father at all? Because the father likely has left the scene. But in terms of the first question, I think it's a bigger question. Why is it that the Kohen is different than the Nazir? So the Shem Shmuel gives an answer in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer. It's an amazing answer. Shem Shmuel says, where does a Kohen get his Tahara from? Where is his purity coming from? His purity is something that comes internally from his family. And as such, because the Tahara comes from the family and it's passed from generation to generation, then his Hakara Satov, his ability to be thankful and grateful for that, is something that requires him to become equally Tame for his family. Not so the case with the Nazir. The Nazir, on the other hand, belongs to his own unique group of Tahara. It didn't come from his family, it came from within. So because it came from within, his tumah also has to stay within. It could only be for himself. The only exception by a Nazir is a Meis Mitzvah, which is something that is so beyond the realm that he can't leave the dead body just lying there on the floor. But if you think about it, I think what the message that the Shem Shmuel is saying in the name of the Avnei Nezer, his father, is that the Kohen's obligation is to always look backwards as he's looking forwards. That's to say that he has to remember where he came from in order to remember where he's going. If he doesn't remember his roots, then he has no leaves and he has no future. Masha'ein came with the Nazir. The Nazir looks and says, this all came from my own willingness, and therefore I have to make sure that I sustain that on my own. But that's the message of the Kohen, that we're being told by the Kohen. The Kohen always has to remember where he's coming from. I think that's the lesson that we too have to remember. We have to remember where we're coming from. Our parents are the giants whose shoulders we stand on, and they're the ones that are helping us build the generations going forward.